This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. From State Street and the First Midwest Bank Studio, this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP Chicago. It's Carmen and Yurko.
Sports talk while you're on the clock.
Do I exaggerate?
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Thank you to our guests today. We talked to Jason Stark and Joe Colley from the Sun-Times on the Bulls search. Tomorrow, we've got two pitchers. Lucas Giolito will join us. So will Mark Pryor. We were supposed to talk to Mark Pryor last week. Something came up. We had to push back to this week. The Dodgers pitching coach will join us.
He's used to having his starts pushed back.
Yes, that's okay. Very good. Good line.
Towel
that's
drill.
True. Towel drill, yes. Mark Pryor will join us tomorrow. So will Lucas Giolito. Thank you to Randy Merkin and Chris Bleck. We'll have round two of our Tournament of Champions tomorrow. That'll be at about 11:30 during.
Well done today, Yurko.
The Cap
well
show.
Done.
Yeah, how about Yurk today? Smoke and Cap. It'll be Dalla against Bleck tomorrow.
Cross. I think I'd have been in trouble too if I was.
You think so?
I think so.
You would have been okay.
I think
today.
I only had two. I think I had about two.
Really? Crosstalk's brought to you by PropSwap. Our guys, Luke and Ian, they're the best. They're standing by us during this pandemic. We're standing by them. PropSwap, your home to buy and sell sports bets. Waddle and Sylvie are here. They're going to get you through the rest of the afternoon. What's up, gents?
What a day today, huh?
Oh, my God.
75 degrees and sunny. But you know, unbelievable.
The hard part, beautiful. I was telling Yurk, is like by this time next week, we might have snow. You know, that's why April stinks.
Yeah. It's, you is know that what they're calling for?
I saw on my app. Yeah, it's like. It's going to dip down into the 40s. The weekend looks okay. And then every day next week, it's like the high is 43. Yeah. And one day's got snow. And it's like, oh, my God. You
kiss
know,
my grits.
I know. Kiss my grits is right. Grits are good. That's the way it is this time of year.
Well, you know what I did? Like the idiot that I am, I decided I was going to take part in the great weather. So I put on my shoes, my running shoes, and went for a run, Carm, and got about halfway down, about a half mile down the hill away from my house. And popped my calf muscle and then had to turn around and walk right
back. You're the man with the calf.
I mean, you're a train wreck. You know that comment.
I mean, like, I probably popped it like a quarter of a mile in, but being the idiot that I am, I tried to continue to run with it, and then I limped a half a mile home.
So you limped home?
Yeah.
How does it feel now?
Like somebody hit it with a truck.
Did you ice it up, Tommy?
I did not, no.
Well, you should ice it.
Do you have any compression on it
this
right
guy.
Now, Tom?
I don't. I have it elevated. Yeah, but I got my feet elevated every day here at the house.
That's fine, though. But as long as you've got it elevated, you give it a little bit of a chance, but you should definitely have ice on that, Tom.
Seriously, what is it? Is it because of the surface is so much harder outside than it is on a spongy treadmill?
Well, I mean, it could be anything.
No, it could be cold and it wasn't properly warmed up.
It could just be you're old and your body's beat up.
You watch your mouth.
You know?
Well, yeah, and the pavement obviously is not as even as a treadmill.
Right.
The treadmill is obviously all perfect. And look, there's different levels, and you were running downhill.
Yeah, you were the downhill.
You know what? I was going to suck it up and try to just run through it, but then I had visions of popping my Achilles.
Oh,
so yeah, I pulled up.
Well, not only that. But when you run on a treadmill, the ground is moving for you. With you. So you go to reach and you go to extend, then you go to drive.
Yep.
That ground is giving with you.
That's why I think I got hurt, Yurko, because my body's not used to it.
When you're running, you run, and now you're gripping, and now your calf is engaged. It's not being propelled.
Boy, that's a good,
you're the only guy pushing it.
That's some. What is that? Kinesiology? Is that right, Yurk?
Biomechanics.
That's pretty good stuff right there.
Don't let that concern you.
Dr. Yurkovich.
You reach out. Now your calf is the one propelling you the whole way. The pavement's not moving.
It wasn't propelling me very far.
You've got to get a little bit more of a lean, and you've got to get that leg driving you through to help get you to that next step, too.
Mm. How about I just sit on my couch and eat some chips?
Yeah.
Tommy, I'm going to have to run, too. I'm going to have to get out there. I'm afraid the first time I run, my lungs are going to look at me and go, really?
Where are you running?
Just outside in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
When
was the last time you ran? Jump.
In the neighborhood. I've done some drills out here on my basketball court.
Yeah.
Carm, where I've you know done some lab drills, you know, going through the line by myself.
Okay,
which is always
maybe
fun.
From a
you know,
home he wasn't supposed
because
to
you got to pace yourself. You know, if you go through the line by yourself like a lot, then you really get tired. But I pretend like other players are on the court. I'm like, nice one, Jimmy, nice one.
Pre-game lamp line. There's Yurko.
And then, listen, then you start shooting some baskets, but you make sure that you never stop moving. You shoot the basket. You chase your rebound down.
Yes.
You get your missed shot. You go out to the other side of the perimeter. You go ahead and chuck it up.
Pretend like you're coming off screens, like, you know, like curls and down screens.
Jackie Moon. He is Jackie Moon.
10 minutes. And then, you know, I was always quite the dribbler in my days. So
Johnny Handles.
Send it in. It's coming right back at you.
Johnny Handles.
Oh, yeah. Johnny had, listen, I was a young 6'1.5" Wes Unseld as a youth. I'd set up on the block and make things happen.
Wes Unseld didn't have the handles.
He wasn't 6'1 either.
But I was on the blocks. I didn't play point guard or anything like that. I was down on the block.
Did you run to the other end to play defense when the ball went the other way?
I prided myself on defense, kid.
Or were you just the quintessential cherry picker, as we called them back in the day?
I was not. I was not a cherry picker at all. There used to be a great Croatian soccer player that played offense only, and his name was Marko Viduka. Mark Viduka. And he would sit, and he'd just wait for the ball to come to his end and say, send it. Send it. Send it. I'm going to make it happen on this end. And getting back on defense. So most of the time when the soccer team would get the ball back, he was in an offside position.
Right.
So he had to get back or wait for the players to get there. Then he'd engage offensively.
It's never a good thing.
I always played defense, Carm. I prided myself on Carm. Tommy, Waddle, Sylvie, the whole ball wax. Sylvie, I saw something on video yesterday your wife, Allie, put out there.
Yeah.
Your little kid was charging up the credit card, and he was adding to the cart.
So this was on Amazon, which you hate, Yurk, and he somehow figured it out, like, because we have the protectors on it.
Right.
And he, not one, but he ordered 2 Lego roller coasters.
Oh. Whoa!
And the total was over a grand.
What?
Yeah.
$1,019.
Does he have the password to the account?
Well, like, I guess
it might have been logged in.
He was on my phone watching a video, because on his stuff there's protectors there, but on my phone I just go right in to Amazon and order. And I think that's, he was claiming, this 5-year-old, that he saw it on a video and all he was doing is wanting to watch the video, and it just ordered.
Oh, did you get your money back?
Amazon's
good like that.
I say you reward the kid for being as...
getting the haircut?
Resourceful.
Being resourceful the way he was. Okay, for the haircut as well.
It's tragic.
But being resourceful the way he was, I think you just have to take one. Take the L.
I don't know.
$1,000 with the Legos? I'm not taking an $1,000
out of your mind?
No. I'm just saying, that was a smooth move by him.
Listen what happened with him, too. Now, he knows it's up. He knows he's been caught. Yeah. Right, and then he's throwing it out there. Well, you know, I accidentally hit it, and he goes to his piggy bank. You know, if I don't have enough money to pay for it,
yeah, he did. This was on my. Allie put it on her story.
Yes,
and I put it on my story. So it's all there out there. If you want to,
you know what he should have done?
Allie goes, don't worry, I've already canceled.
Yeah,
you know what he should have done? He should have looked into the phone and said, "Really? Look at this haircut, Dad." That's got to be worth 2 roller coaster sets.
He thinks he looks good.
No.
I mean, that's the point. That poor kid thinks he looks good.
I think he looks okay. Think he's okay.
Until the social distancing ends.
You massacred him. I mean,
those other children start lambasting him for the haircut you gave him. That's when he's going to know that his father butchered him.
That was worse than like the Seinfeld haircut that he got from Enzo, the old man, from Enzo the barber.
That's what John Greenberg said.
Yeah, I mean, that was that's a hatchet job. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I didn't have any scissors. I just took that out, and
obviously,
I thought you were blindfolded.
And I did start with a higher number blade.
Oh my god!
But it wasn't doing the job like I wanted it to.
So you went shorter.
And then one mistake, like Jerry, and you're evening it out, and then the next thing you know, it's all the hair's
gone. You see that work, Carm, and then you realize why it is so very important that he's got the lawnmower 3.0, because he could do some serious damage on himself.
No kidding. How about it? Thank goodness for that lawnmower 3.0.
That was your older one too, right?
So yes,
that's amazing.
The younger one would have looked at Allie and just put it through. Put it through. Like De Niro. He'd
making
have been sitting
demands,
there.
Yeah.
No, you put it through. Both of them.
That's Bronco.
Yep. Put him through.
He's like De Niro at Maury's, you know, demanding his money today. Yeah. And he's that's it. I'm getting it today. Today. I want that.
All they do is fight.
Today. Oh, that's
and
all
don't
they
tell
do.
Dad.
Yeah.
Don't tell Dad. Try through today.
Try having one of each if you think.
You think that's worse?
Oh, dude, it's beyond belief. I'm telling
you. They complain that each other's hitting them, and I go, all right, guys, let's separate. literally 30 seconds later, they're tackling each other on the floor again. I'm like, you guys were just complaining about this.
That's all they do.
Put the boxing gloves on. That's how they used to do it at Mount Carmel High School.
Yeah, that's how they did it at BC. You guys, Jack Bicknell used to say, you guys want to fight in the middle of summer practice? Put the boxing gloves on.
Yeah, but you were older. You were grown up. I don't know if you want to put the boxing kids on the kids, you know?
Well, listen, it'll straighten them out. They'll be shocked by it first. No, 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 Dad. We'll work it out. We'll work it out.
All they do is fight. And especially now, they're constantly around.
Put the little MMA gloves on them, too. Like the ones that the lighter ounce gloves.
Can you tell them what you texted us today?
I didn't mean to. I was sending the guys a text, and I swear to God.
Did I see it?
What'd you send?
No. It was I sent this out to the guys today. I was gleeful.
This is our group.
I was sending it out, you know, in the morning because, listen, you know, I got a little bit of a positivity boost by reading some of the stuff that was out there. And I sent, I said to the guys at 7:55, Hard Knocks going to have two teams. MLB season optimism. NBA looking for an answer too. Bucks unveiling new uniform. UFC goons fight on an island. And what I meant to say is I wrote UFC gonna fight on an island, but it autocorrected for some reason to goons.
Goons.
And I'm like, that's kind of funny.
So then I said back,
goons on an island.
Yeah, he said that. I said, and then he goes, not buying that. So he said, Sylvie goes, took away the thumbs up because you didn't mean goons.
You know how you could thumbs up a tweet?
Yeah, right.
And I thumbed
away
because I thought it was clever.
Yes.
And then I took away the thumb.
That's pretty good. Tomorrow's the big Tom Brady interview on Howard. That's going to be good, right?
Well, we were debating this. Do you believe there will be like newsy stuff that will make mainstream sports news from this interview?
Something he's going to say is going to, like, the sports media world is going to run wild with it.
Don't you think the only reason Tom Brady agrees to do this for the first time ever is because he kind of does want to get something off his chest?
I don't think he could have ever done it while playing for Bill Belichick.
Right.
And he's loved Howard for a long time, so he'll do it now.
I think you're right on.
Yeah. I think that's why he's going to do it. He knows he could have never done it while he was playing in New England. And so, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's going on there to, like, start breaking bad.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to scorch the earth.
No, I don't think so either. But
he's
going to say.
Howard lowers people's guard. So while they're in the midst of that conversation, it doesn't feel like an interview.
Yeah.
And you're just BSing.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, I think he's going to say, I don't think he's going to say that Bill Belichick sucks or anything like that. But there will be stuff that he says that will be sportsy.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right. Should be good. All right, boys, what's on the show today?
So we are unveiling a new contest. We want to know your talents. That's coming up next. We'll start with that. Major League Baseball's plan. We will play some of the Cowley interview of Pax is willing to leave the organization. Ryan Russillo talks about candidates with us at 3 o'clock. Jesse and the baseball situation, plus our final four, our favorite musicians, top four favorite musicians. Yerk, you'll be good at this.
Wow.
And we got a Would You Rather Tuesday, so hashtag at WS Would You Rather, and send us your best Would You Rather for some booze.
Favorite four musicians. I like that. All right, boys. We will see everybody tomorrow. Waddle and Sylvie are next. Have a great day.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Wonder if Eminem will make it on anybody's list today.
Not on mine.
You're like a hater. High Abdallah's list.
I think if you think long and hard enough, you'll understand, or you'll be able to predict who's number one on my list. And it's, you'll blurt something out, you'll be wrong, and then you'll say, I should have known that.
I already know what it is. I know what it is.
Good.
It's old school, right? Your number one is old school, because we would blurt out new school.
Not sure.
Okay. So the final four musicians, bands, whatever, that's coming up later in the show. And one reason why we're doing that final four topic today is we have a brand new contest, and I want to compliment all our teammates here at ESPN 1000, because what we've tried to do as a team is we've tried to come up with a lot of things where we can engage with our fans. and ways for our fans to win stuff. Because we may not be very good.
But we give away great stuff, which I think has been evidenced over the course of time and maybe highlighted best by the Holiday Parody Song Contest.
Yes. And this is sort of in that. We got a lot. I think that's the way we were spitballing this, because a lot of people were saying, guys, what this pandemic is calling for is an emergency Waddle and Sylvie Parody Song Contest. It would not be a holiday parody song contest, but it would be an emergency parody song contest. So we sort of threw that around, and the powers that be came up with, look, it doesn't have to just be parody songs. It could be any sort of talent possible. So what we're calling this is Waddle and Sylvie Talent Contest. Okay?
Yes.
And starting today, fans can participate in a contest, and it will show off all your hidden talents. It could be anything. You judge. What you're going to do is, I know this is radio, but we're going to ask you to use your cameras, to use your phones.
Everybody's got that.
Fans will take a video of their talent. And in parentheses on my one sheet, Waddle, this is the best.
I'm looking at it.
The first thing that it says in parentheses is
birdhouse making.
Birdhouse making.
Followed by yodeling.
Yodeling.
Who wrote that?
I'm not sure who came up with this. Plate spinning is on here.
Now, if you can spin plates, that's better. And so is yodeling. But birdhouse making, that was a bit of an odd lead-in.
Can you make a birdhouse?
Yeah, I probably could.
Can you, like, right now, if I gave you the next 4 hours to make a birdhouse, could you produce
You'd have to give me the materials, but I can make
one. Isn't a birdhouse basically like a cardboard with a hole in it and some food inside?
Yeah, if you're making a broke boy birdhouse, I want something.
Am I building a mansion for these birds? They live outside.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they need the shelter in place, too.
What's a broke... when you call something broke boy, what does that mean?
Well, it's a boy who is broke.
Okay, so it's that simple.
Yeah, I mean, it's a broke boy birdhouse.
So I'd be like, dumbass. You're dumb and you're an ass, so you're a dumbass, right?
So there you go, yeah.
Okay.
Broke girl in the more inclusive time.
Not you, Adam. I'm just saying in general.
Broke person. No, I was called Ab Dumbass yesterday on the
That was great.
It might be the best. I really want to put that on a shirt. Like, that might be the best thing I've heard.
If we would come out with a Waddle and Sylvie line of shirts, that would be the top seller, I think.
We should do this, not to get off of a Waddle and Sylvie talent contest, but what we should do, you're right, is we have a line of shirts that we sell, and each one of us has a signature shirt.
Yeah, and Mellor's would be like on the front, it would say
Angry.
Jeff, and then on the back it would say Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, yes, there you go.
Like with a good, then like remember in Anima House with the devil, and then the the Cupid or whatever it is.
Yes, on each shoulder.
Yeah, that's Jeff and Jeffrey. And
then Angel, not Cupid.
The Angel, you're not Cupid, yeah. Only on Valentine's Day, but Abdumbass would be a good one.
So funny.
Yeah, it's good. That's original. You got to give the listener credit.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a real contest, so we want you
Okay, so let me interject this, too. When it says here birdhouse making, you can't just come on and say, hey, my name is Tom Smith, and
I built this
ta-da,
house.
Look at this birdhouse. Ta-da! No, you have to actually, we have to see video of you making
the birdhouse.
Well,
they have those time-lapse videos. You can record yourself and speed it up and put that on Instagram or Twitter.
I'm just saying, we're not accepting ta-da videos where you just say ta-da and then you show something.
It could be you singing. It could be you playing the drums. It could be you making a trick shot. It could be you doing the Rubik's Cube in like 20 seconds.
I won't speak for Mellor, but I don't want to see any nudity.
I don't think that's allowed, to be honest.
I'm just saying. Like,
what talent would be enhanced by nudity?
I don't know, but when you ask for video...
Nick Foles throwing a football naked?
When you have Mellor dial up the old ping pong video from years ago. Listen... I'm just telling you. I just want to get this out there. I don't want there to be any confusion.
Hold on.
When you ask for video submissions, you're asking for trouble.
Oh, absolutely.
So just keep it clean.
And I think that
That's true. You know Joe Buck had to stop. He had to ask people to stop sending him videos.
Right. I mean, it was a Waddle's World story because people were asking him to do play-by-play of them people having sex.
I think that there are certain talents that are the danger increases if you're naked. If you juggle swords, Increase
swords.
Well, that's what I mean. Increase. Are we encouraging like jackass type stuff?
No.
I mean, like, that's what I mean. Do we have to
absolutely not?
Do we have to warn people that don't harm anybody while doing any of these
right.
videos?
This is the reason why this is my first comment coming out of the gate. Is come on, let's all be adults here, okay? Don't be a Richard. That's all.
You know how these people, like, my name is Johnny Knox, and this is the catapult.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, like, a person is flying through the... Johnny Knoxville, right. Johnny Knoxville. Hi, this is Johnny Knoxville, and this is the catapult. And the next thing you know, his head lands in someone's backside as he flies through the air.
Exactly. That's my point, is we've got to make sure that's not the route we're taking.
So here's how you enter. This is the only ways to enter is through social media. Take this video and go either to Twitter or Instagram and hashtag the video. This is the most important spot, guys, because this is how we're going to search it, is hashtag it W&S. So W&S talent for Waddle and Sylvie talent. Hashtag it W&S talent.
There you go.
Submissions are open through a week from Friday. We'll start playing entries on April 13th. Now, not all these translate on the radio, but we will do our best to retweet and describe these things on the show as well.
Yeah, so you don't have to put them on our station Instagram account as well, won't we, at some point?
And this is very subjective. How are we voting, guys? Do we know this? Are we voting?
We're voting.
Is Mike?
I think
it's
I mean, if we need a tiebreaker, I'm sure we can go to Mike and or he'll have his input and be like, that was really cool, or that was kind of stupid, or whatever it is. Yeah, it's a collaborative effort.
We're going to select the winner on Friday, April 24th. Before, besides the hashtag W&S talent, the second most important thing, or maybe the first important thing, is what the winner gets. The person that we deem to send the best video with the best talent, the winner will get, how about this gift basket? A $100, $150 gift card to RPM Italian.
Nice.
A $50 gift card to Hooters.
Excellent.
And an autographed basketball by a Hall of Famer, Charles Barkley.
Boom. I got Barkley, Hooters, and RPM Italian. Let's do this.
I think that's the Barkley special right there, actually.
I think it is. Yeah. I think you're right. I think that is a great point. Hooters for lunch.
RPM Italian.
RPM Italian at night, and Charles basketball.
Yeah, so $150 gift card to RPM Italian, $50 at Hooters, and the priceless basketball signed by Hall of Famer and all-around good guy Charles Barkley.
That's good. That's a nice prize package.
So people can start sending these immediately, right, Abdallah?
Absolutely.
Do you have any other, Mellor, do you have any requests? Like, whenever we start the holiday parody song contest, like, I always have a few topics that I would say is a request. Do you have any requests?
Be careful. It's Mellor.
If you
Jeff
want
or
to,
Jeffrey, who are you talking to?
I don't know if this counts as a talent, but it would count as effort, and I would definitely put this in. Have you guys seen the videos of the elaborate setups that people have in their house where they try to get like a ping pong ball from upstairs and it goes through a chute and then like a cat hits it or
like
it goes through another thing.
You're building a real life mouse trap is what you're saying.
If you want to involve your kids, that's a great way.
Right.
Do something. I'm giving you ideas to like once again
give your kid a haircut.
By Adam Abdallah for you to do with your kids. A great idea. By
crazy
me.
Haircut.
No
tricks.
Kids. Yeah.
You could do have little Johnny play the piano and sing to us.
There you go.
You know, if you have a very talented kid. Right? There's no age restrictions on this, is there?
Well, I mean, the winner has to be, you know, I believe the winner has to be 18 or over for the
You believe or you know for sure?
Well, what if the winner is, like, say, 40, but they send in a clip of their 8-year-old playing the violin?
40-year-old wins.
Sounds like we thought this one out pretty clearly.
We're workshopping.
Flesh out the details.
Good. I like it.
So this should be fun. So it is open. If you want to perform a parody song that's really good, fine. Anything that you deem talent worthy that would make us laugh or that would make us say, wow.
Maybe you're a dunk artist. Maybe you can show us that you've got a great dunk that you'd like to put on display.
There you go.
On a sports front.
It's everything. It's like encompassing everything these days.
Do an Evel Knievel bike trick in some ways.
Or maybe like just, you know, maybe.
Don't get hurt, though.
Maybe you work in some type of sports aspect and you work in some ball tricks, Waddle. I know you're always
crazy
a fan
ball
of that.
Tricks Absolutely. Are fun, yeah.
You know, whether it's a football, soccer ball, something. Maybe a hockey puck.
There you go.
Do something cool with a hockey puck.
Absolutely.
So again, we're debuting this. It's the Waddle and Sylvie Talent Contest. The
I
way
think
you
it
enter.
It's going to turn into jackass. I agree.
It's, so, it's going to, there's right. Chance, you know yeah. our listeners. Yeah. So, and then and again, the only way to enter is on social media on both Instagram and Twitter. Use the all-important hashtag or else we won't find it. Hashtag W&S Talent. Hashtag W&S Talent. Do we explain that well, boys?
I think so. I think so.
Cool. Did Major League Baseball explain their plan well enough? And is the plan sound? We may get baseball back quicker than we thought. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
A day that you can go out to Guaranteed Rate or Wrigley, watch a baseball game. Today's nice baseball weather, isn't it?
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's nice anything weather. You could do anything outside today. I mean, it's just glorious.
Yeah, like glorious. It warmed up fast. Like it didn't go from, it went from basically like 50 to almost 80 today, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's outstanding.
Enjoy
I
it.
I love it.
And make sure you're not crowding around people. Make sure you're not, like, in a path where there's, like, it's crowded. Get out and walk, but make sure you're distant. That's it. It's friendly advice right there.
Yeah, way to go, Doc.
I want to play you Jeff Passan, and this is from Get Up Today. Summing up the plan for baseball, like, it came out of nowhere.
Saw this early this morning, and I got to tell you, it gave me a rise in my Levi's, as they say.
Nice. It's funny because we've got Windhorse telling us that basketball won't play until, like, 2050. And then and then Jeff Passan.
Are you sure it was Meller or it was Windy? Which one? I don't know.
And then Passan's like, hey, we can play baseball tomorrow. So, and of course, both are exaggerations, but here's Jeff Passan on Get Up This Morning.
They recognize at Major League Baseball and among the player population that if this plan doesn't work, the likelihood of baseball coming back in 2020 is far less. And so what they're doing is laying things out right now to essentially put themselves inside of a biosphere in the Phoenix area, which would keep them away from the public and ensure that any health problems do not spread there. And hopefully once they're inside of it, provide the sanctity of it so that nobody inside gets hurt either.
So to be clear, for those who haven't seen it, we're talking about essentially the concept of the bubble city, as we've heard repeatedly from the Chinese Basketball Association. They would put everyone inside of that area and keep them there. The players would be away from their families, in theory, for as long as 4 or 5 months, if it really did go the entire distance. And they'd play the games with no fans in the stands. This is what we're looking at. They have enough stadiums in that area because of spring training that they could essentially carry out everything, certainly as far from normal as one could imagine, but you could get in the majority of the games.
Yeah, and listen, that's the hope and that's the plan at this point, but we are in like the nascent stages right now, Greeny. This is just the beginning. And for the last few weeks, Major League Baseball and top officials there have been talking with officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Institute of Health. This is not some sort of like willy-nilly plan that they're throwing out there. This is something that the scientists are saying, yes, in theory, something like this could work. And because they have the backing of some in the medical community at this point, it's really emboldened baseball to start taking steps forward and looking at those logistics and trying to sell to the players who also have talked with health officials the idea that this is something that would work. But you're right. This could blow up really quickly if the players decide they do not want to isolate from their families for months potentially at a time. And so we're at a really interesting point this week as the players in MLB talk about this plan and about its viability.
All right, Waddle.
Hell yeah.
You're a player.
Hell yeah.
You're a player in MLB. You say yay to this?
You say, well, again, yeah? Like, listen, my first visceral response is I'm looking for anything positive here, guys. Okay? And I'm looking for a way to recapture some normalcy. But not at the expense of people getting sick and putting people in harm's way. Obviously. That goes without saying. I love the fact that they're talking to the medical professionals. It's not Rob Manfred and a bunch of guys sitting in a room with no medical degrees, you know, putting together some masterful plan. They're actually being led, it sounds like, by the people in the health industry, by the medical people, which to me is encouraging. Now, I'm not going to get out over my skis and think, oh, absolutely. There's no doubt that we're going to be playing baseball in June at some point. But this is the first, this to me is the first sign of true optimism where the plan seems to be in its initial stage, but it's being thought out with not just the people in the world of sports, but the people in the world, the medical world as well. And when those two groups come together, I have higher expectations and optimism about actually finding a way to get to a modified baseball season at the least.
So this is, again, they keep talking about the bubble city. They would isolate all these people. Only major leaguers and participants would be there.
Yes.
Where they're staying in the hotels. They're going to these parks.
Not going
to
be
easy. And they don't get to see their wives. They don't get to see their parents. They don't get to see their kids.
Well, I mean, look, but you do get paid, right?
You do get paid.
Now,
right?
I mean, listen.
And you get paid handsomely.
Correct. And it's everyone has to make that decision for themselves, but then ultimately they've got to decide as a group. And, you know, I'm sure people are sitting at home going, well, what, money's not the most important thing. No, it's not. But, you know, that's why you do go to work. And when you're not playing, you're not getting paid. The owners aren't getting paid. Nobody's getting paid. So you'd be foolish and you'd be ignorant not to admit that there's a financial component here. These guys also got into baseball because they love it. I'm sure 99% of them want to get back to it. I'm sure there are a lot of guys that are like, listen, I don't want to be away from my family. But if it means getting back to work and getting back to your paycheck, my guess is the vast majority of the players are going to be willing to make that sacrifice.
I'm encouraged by the fact that they're putting the plan out there.
Is that Dr. Doom back in the studio?
No, but this is the thing. And Passon mentioned it in the soundbite there on Get Up. This is all theoretical right now. And
of course it is.
It's good to have the plan in place. We still need some medical advancements, I think, to happen before this, you know, becomes reality. I think the biggest question is, you know, when you take this theoretical and you try to actually execute it, if you're at that point, if everything does go well, whether it's, you know, May or maybe sometime in early June, the question is now, do you have buy-in from all the players? Because I'm with you, Waddle. We all, I think everybody out there, you're happy to, we've already made a lot of sacrifices personally, and there's a lot of things, you know, some people are making bigger sacrifices than others right now and dealing with a lot, but the reality is, I think we'd all be willing to make some sacrifices because we're going through it in our daily lives. The question is, though, you know, will you have enough buy-in from the vast majority of the MLBPA?
Well, I think the early response is that there is interest from both sides to make this happen. Now, again, I'm not so sure that the fear factor won't be a bigger stumbling block than being away from families. I think, actually, as callous as it may sound, I'm not suggesting guys want to be away from their family, but there's, you know, people do. Like, there are some people that work in one city, and, like, my daughter's got a friend whose family lives here.
And then
the guy got a job in Boston, so he travels to Boston, and it's a family that's ingrained and they're embedded in the community. And they don't want to move, but this is a great job opportunity for the father of the family. So what they've done is they've made the sacrifice. And in the situation that's being described by Passon is one that there will be sacrifice with regard to separating yourself from your family. But the hope is that it will be a temporary one, not one that will happen in a, you know, recurrent fashion year by year.
And then you have got players like Adam LaRoche who would retire if his son wouldn't even be allowed in the clubhouse.
Well, you're not going to get everyone feeling the same way about everything, for sure. But to me, this is encouraging that they're not only that this isn't one of these far out crazy plans. Meller's right. Look, you're going to have rapid testing. You're going to have to be taking people's temperatures. You're going to have to be able to get access to these tests without compromising the masses.
So these guys will not be exposed to the outside world for 4 months. going back to the hotel. And possibly their food is all prepared there and everything like that. Where nobody from the outside's coming in.
I'm telling you, if I was in their shoes, I would definitely be interested. Now, again, you got to cross T's and dot I's for me, and you got to continue to fill me in on the process. But as a player, this is what I love to do. This is what I'm handsomely paid to do. You bet your bottom dollar that I'm interested in getting back to doing what I love to do and get paid handsomely for it.
But this is where my mind went, because you can make fun of me all you want, Waddle. But why you need true buy-in from every single player who's willing to go through with this going forward is if you do this, you create the bubble city where they're completely isolated and they don't have to worry. Everyone tests negative. They're all good. They have to abide by being quarantined in this bubble city, because look, you told the story yesterday in Waddle's World about the Manchester City player who had a little party after telling people on Instagram not to go out. We're talking about a lot of 20-year-old men, 30-year-old men.
You're built up to testosterone.
Like, you need complete buy-in, because you can't have a few players saying, you know what? All right, we're playing in the bubble city, but let's skirt curfew tonight and
figure
out a way.
Forget toilet paper. You better have enough Kleenex.
Guys, this isn't like walking from your front door to the mailbox to pick up your mail and walking back. That's like a very elementary process. That goes without saying. Like, it's not going to be easy. Nothing's going to be easy, guys.
Right, this isn't easy. Right,
like, none of this is easy.
Tell the healthcare workers who are being exposed every single day. I'm in the
position now. Tell me how we can. Don't tell me why we can't. But also know why we can't, if ultimately that's the decision. But look for a way to make it happen without jeopardizing people. And if you can do it, you know what? I'm excited about it.
All right, you're a baseball fan. Let's picture you're a Sox fan. You've been waiting all offseason for the season to get here. And the way to play it is this way. Are you buying it? Cubs fans, this could be your last year watching Chris Bryant play. If you don't play, you're probably trading him next season, and he's played his last game for the Cubs. Are you in? Chicago baseball fans, are you in? Do you believe this is feasible? And I want to talk about the timelines a little bit more. And Jesse's got some reaction from veteran players. And I've got a message to those who don't want to play. I would give them a suggestion. All that coming up, 312-332-3776.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, so I would do this. I mean, I would assume MLB and the union, they would do a vote. The MLB union, let's say, I don't know if you got to get more than majority or if you need like two-thirds or whatever it is. And the players would vote. Look, it's this or we don't play probably and we don't get paid. Are you willing to do this? And then if it gets approved, it gets approved.
Well, hey, you may have guys that, I mean, I don't think you can force people to play. You just don't get paid if you don't.
That's what I was going to say. So, I mean, I would tell people, okay, then if you voted no, but we're still going to do this, if you don't want to play, don't play. You just
Absolutely.
Don't get paid.
Yeah.
You don't get paid. But then I would make it too. There you lose your service time then. Do you know how they made the rule that if Mookie Betts doesn't play this year, he would gain service time? I would say that if a player sits out, it's like a holdout. Even if you wouldn't agree to this.
Well,
because you're playing the season and then you're electing not to play.
Yeah, I don't. That's a really good point, but that's a slippery slope for me. I thought they entered the slippery slope world when they decided to just consent to give them service time even if the season wasn't played. So I don't know. That's a really interesting commodity there.
But you only get a percentage of your salary right now, right?
Yeah.
So
well,
couldn't you do something where, like, okay, you can stay home, but you only get that percentage. You only get that 100,000 or whatever it is.
Right. You don't get paid for the games that
absolutely,
we're playing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying, and I would make it even more penalizing. What happens if a guy holds out? Doesn't he lose his year service time and he's still back? Like, he's got to report by a certain date. I know in football that happens all the time when guys come back.
Yeah, but this is different. And look, I'm not looking to grab the moral high ground here. And my enthusiasm for getting back to sports, I'm sure, is turning a lot of people off because they're thirsting for the moral high ground to say life's more important than sports. We get that. okay? Everybody gets that. That doesn't have to be said, right? Are we all good on that? We can all put our hands in the air and say nobody's looking to compromise anybody's health?
Of course not.
Do we get a four-man vote there? Yes, yes. Okay, so then you move on. With that in mind, though, it almost feels like you're forcing someone to play under unusual circumstances, or you're going to withhold the service time that was going to be given to you regardless.
These are all unusual circumstances.
No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. I was surprised that they were going to allow the players to have service time even if the season didn't go on. But look, there are a lot of bridges to cross for this.
Yes. And that's what I wanted to add too on the timeline. I don't know if I necessarily believe the timeline, but what we've been talking about is worst case scenario. They would play a close to 100 game schedule in August, September, and October. That's not May. And then we could play a World Series in Arizona or LA, wherever it would be, in November or the playoffs. So isn't that feasible? Don't you feel like that isn't far-fetched to do this, but make it in August, September, and October? But if you're planning for Maine, you just got to continue to move it back, but you got to try and then plan on something.
Yeah, listen, I give Major League Baseball a ton of credit in any of the sports that are actually putting what we want from our anybody that we're, you know, whether it's professional sports, the people we work for, you know, groups in our community that we participate in, we want those people to have a plan. And it looks like Major League Baseball has tried to get the ball rolling with a plan with the help of medical professionals to try to create a scenario where they can get back to doing the things that they love and, yes, that they pay handsomely for. I think that I applaud anyone who is trying to put together a plan. Now, again, Major League Baseball responded and said, whoa, tap the brakes. There's nothing in stone here. We're going to let the medical professionals lead the way. But just know this. We have a plan if the medical professionals give us the green light. And, oh, by the way, the hope here, I think, for everyone, sports and non-sports related, is you'll have some sort of medical or pharmaceutical discovery or improvement that will make stuff like this more realistic as time goes by.
And at least baseball's taking advantage of, logistically, they have the spring training, you know, camps in place. Unlike basketball and hockey. And hockey seems like they have a much harder hill to climb because of rink time. And, like, hockey almost needs people to be able to allow to be traveling easily across the country before they can realistically get back at it. Basketball, they probably have an easier path because they can set up shop and have multiple courts being played. But baseball, with that infrastructure already ready to go, it makes sense that they say, okay, these are the plans we're thinking about. And like you said, Sylvie, May is maybe that's hopeful, but if everything goes perfectly, maybe we can play again in May or early June. But if it has to get pushed back, we can play later.
The opposite would be disappointing to me, Jeff, that, like, you got to May, okay, and for whatever reason, we had all of these medical advancements, and for whatever reason, we found a way to make something like this happen, and Major League Baseball had no plan.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, the fact that they've got a plan and they're going to let the medical professionals kind of dictate the policy here and kind of let them tell them when it's the right time to implement the plan, to me, is the most optimistic thing that I've seen. Same thing for the PGA Tour. Like, I love the fact that they moved their tournaments back and they set dates. And if for whatever reason they have to cancel them or push them forward, I'm glad they have a plan.
Jim Jones says, so you're going to have a bunch of millionaire dudes living in a bubble city and not bring women in from the outside? Give me a bleeping break.
Okay, well, then you're not going to sign off on it, Jim, okay? And it's a valid point. But this is the only way you're going to make it work and get paid.
Well, and
so these are unusual times. This isn't, you know, 6 months ago. This is today and what you're faced with. So what are you going to do? You're going to be an immature ass the way that you may have been inclined to be prior to this adversity? Or are you going to make the necessary adjustments to live in a time that is different than you could have ever conceived?
Plus, I mean, look, we're asking, they're young, they're in their 20s, but they're adults. But we're asking adults here to, you know, keep their bat away for 4 months for to make how much money? Like
to show us their bat.
Yeah, like if you get
keep your bat away, but show us your bat.
I don't get to do that for $25 million for 4 months. Okay, right. Sign me up. I'll do that twice.
Here's what JR says. I feel no sympathy for these baseball players. I haven't seen my son in 3 weeks because my job is considered essential. No idea when I see my son next. These guys make millions and their health isn't at risk in a bubble.
But see, I don't understand why you're pitting yourself against the baseball players. I'm not sitting here preaching that I feel bad for baseball players. I'm just looking for a way to re-implement sports in our daily life if possible.
And if
it doesn't happen, guess what? We'll adjust and we'll move on and we'll set the timeline further down.
I don't remember who said it. It was either Chris or Danny with Cap today earlier. They said this is not just, you know, the players getting back. This is cameramen getting back to work. This is hotel workers getting back to work. This is where an industry, there are so many industries that aren't working right now that if a sport found the way to do this safely to come back, it would mean that a lot of people are getting back to work that are right now that aren't working.
So there ancillary benefits to this that would bleed throughout. Now, listen, it's not just players and managers. It's stadium ops people. There are a lot of people that are going to have to be put through this process, and it's got to work for not just the baseball players, but the other essential people that you mentioned.
And, like, do you need all the camera people that you normally would? Could you run some stuff on remote cameras, or is that, you know? And
I think everything's in play right now. Whatever you can to make it safer for everybody.
And there's something that Passan said last night on SVP, where he was saying they wouldn't even use the dugouts. They would sit in the stands where they would socially distance. But I don't understand that, because if they're all cleared to be in the bubble city, aren't they all healthy to begin with? And they're not going to get exposed to anybody else outside the city?
I was thinking about that too, Sylvie. And then also, then you're all playing with the same baseball, touching the same baseball. So I don't think that really holds a lot of water, the idea that they're sitting
in stands. Listen, they're spitballing at this point.
Yes,
I mean,
they are.
Like, we could pick apart everything that was announced. You just have to know it's fluid, because we're living in a time that nobody could have predicted or no one really has a full grasp of.
How is Javi supposed to tag somebody when it's standing 6 feet away from them? Huh?
Yeah, right.
He's got a slap tag. He's got to be quick. He's got to get the glove down and glove up.
We're sitting six feet away from each other when they're all the catcher and the batter and are right there.
This is, look, again, this isn't anybody, feeling like, I'm not feeling sympathetic to baseball players or basketball players or anybody else, and I'm not trying to sound callous. I'm just enthusiastic about the potential for one aspect of my life that, selfishly, I truly enjoy and get such a charge out of, and that's the world of sports, that there's a glimmer of hope that it can get back to some form of normalcy. That's all I'm saying.
We'll ask Ryan Russillo what he thinks about the idea. He's more of an NBA guy, but we'll ask him if he believes this Vegas thing with Bubble City, with the Bubble City, could work there too. Russillo is also very connected in the NBA circles. Who are the guys that the Bulls could possibly get, and why are guys saying no to the Bulls before they even interview? Ryan Russillo in 2 minutes.